Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2873.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I'd probably have to go with my dad. He's, he's always been there. He's a hardworking guy. I would say I probably got a lot of my personality traits from him. Not so much physical. We don't really look alike, but personality-wise, I think I resemble him a lot in the hardworking, responsible, level-headed department.
How would you describe your personality?
Just what I just said there, level-headed, responsible. I'm usually the mediator when things go bad, and I kind of try and keep things running smoothly.
What do you like to do when you're spending time with your family?
So we like to go for boat rides and swim. We go to the beach a lot. Like to watch movies and stuff together too. It's something we've been doing a lot. It's a good. We like to have dinner together every night when we can. Now that me and my sister are working, it's difficult.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Well, there's something to be said about both sides of the spectrum there. I really, like nice people and stuff, but there's a lot of bad people out there who will make doormats out of those people. So, being a nice person who can differentiate when people are trying to take advantage of you or not has it's pretty good all around, I would say.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I would say, if anything, I'm a little bit too much of a slave for reason. Sometimes I look at things a little bit too robotically. What I feel is logical is, obviously sometimes not the best thing to do, but it's normally what I go with.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received and why this gift was so special.
This one actually comes from my uncle. He gave me my first bass guitar at 14, and I've been playing ever since. This one came from basically, he heard that I was starting a band with some of my friends, and he plays guitar, but he's had a bass in his closet for like 10 years, he said. And so I got a really nice bass guitar when I was 14 and still didn't really know how to play, but I still have it now.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
Halloween, without a doubt. Costumes are awesome, and candy rolls. Plus, now that I'm, older, I can't obviously walk around and collect much anymore. I do like to, run down and get some candy, get in a costume, sitting on a porch and give out candy all to the, neighborhood kids and stuff. It's definitely fun. Christmas is, I guess, a runner-up because you get stuff, but you get to see all your family and stuff like that. But Halloween is my favorite.
What is your most memorable vacation?
That would have to be the vacation I took in with my family. They kind of knew that, since I was going on to college, getting older and stuff, it was going to be not as easy to get everyone together to go on vacation. So this was kind of going to be like the last big hurrah. So we went down to Florida and visited some big amusement parks. And it was really fun. We went out and spent my Christmas break and New Year's down there. It was really awesome. They put on some good fireworks down there.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood, and did you have a favorite book?
Lord of the Rings trilogy. I am really big into fantasy of that nature. Tolkien stuff is great. Also really liked The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe and stuff. So yeah, I'm kind of a fantasy guy in that respect. The movie adaptations are great, but the Lord of the Rings trilogy and The Hobbit are probably my favorite books.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
Well, when I'm not at work, I like to play shows with the band. It's a cool way to travel around, to meet different people and stuff. That's probably my favorite thing to do on the weekends. Obviously, it doesn't happen every weekend, but when it does, it's awesome. It's a great way to spend the weekend. You always get some good stories to tell the guys at work.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I heard James Vanderbeek a lot when I was younger, when Dawson's Creek was big, but I never saw it. And now I hear there was a guy on ER a couple of years ago who I look like a stockier version of.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
Feudal era Japan, because some of my favorite books, comics, and movies are based on there, if solely for that reason. If I had to go for a pure historical sense, I would say possibly medieval Europe has got some really interesting stuff about it.
What is your definition of success?
Happiness. I would say that if you can make it through life happy with, friends, loved ones, family members, living comfortably, I would say you've made it pretty successful. I wouldn't, yeah, I would,
What is your biggest frustration?
I work customer service, and some people like to act first and ask questions later. And that is probably my biggest frustration, because a preemptive 5 minute phone call can save a retroactive half hour phone call. And everyone's a lot happier in the end.
If you knew you could try something and not fail, what dream would you attempt?
I would make movies, without a doubt. I love movies, and I mean, obviously, if there was a way I could find into doing that, that would just be ideal. Writing, probably not directing, and I also wouldn't be able to pick what type of movies I would want to make at this point, because there's something to be said about, some of my favorite like comedy writers like David Wayne, the guys from The State, Upright Citizens Brigade, and Mr. Show, all those guys. They're all great comedy writers, but I think probably if I would, action movies are probably a lot easier to make.
How do you want to be remembered?
How do I want to be remembered? As a funny guy that people like to be around. I don't want to be, some, I just, you hear about people and, people get a bad reputation for just being generally miserable to be around, and I don't want that to follow me.
When do you feel the best, morning, afternoon, or evening?
I'm gonna have to go with evening, just because at that point, you get up, you go to work, even if you don't like work, you're still at, or even if you like work, you're still there. You're not on your own time, but once you get home, do whatever, play music, read whatever you want.
What was the last thing that made you laugh?
I laugh all the time. Probably a bit too much, most people would say. Last thing that made me really laugh? I did watch Wet Hot American Summer the other night. That movie's really funny if you haven't seen it.
If you could have 3 wishes, what would you wish for?
Probably try and get us out of this recession. I kind of feel like I've got the monkey's paw here, like something's gonna go bad if I make a bad wish here. Obviously, some sort of peaceful end to this current, conflict in the Middle East and such. And probably to be able to just make movies, like I said earlier.
Why did you choose graphic design as your career and line of work?
I think in just in essence, just to create and get sort of have a outlet for ideas that I have in my head and the way I want things to look. It's real fun, and that's kind of goes back to what I said. Like you can make a comfortable living, unless you're, unless you get super big, you're probably not gonna make a monstrous amount of money. But I think if I can, just go through life being happy at what I do and live comfortably, then yeah, that's definitely what I what I like about it.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
The way design trends change. It's kind of funny, we you can kind of look back at things and say, oh, that's definitely from such and such an era, and it usually kind of changes the every 5 years or so. You can kind of like peg something within that area, and unless they were either behind the times when they made it or going for some sort of retro look, you can usually get pretty accurate on that.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you do?
Said something with movies, maybe comedy writing. I just think I'm probably a little bit better suited for this.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I would be the creative director at either where I work now or some other design firm. If things go smoothly enough, maybe even freelance and work for myself. But I don't know that that's necessarily something I want to take on the stress levels of.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Night at home, cook your girlfriend something nice to eat, sit back, watch an Argento movie, maybe Suspiria, Four Flies on Grey Velvet, something like that.
What qualities do you look for in a potential partner?
Easygoing. I just, there's no sense in just having to deal with people. If you can just be compatible with someone without trying, that's obviously the better option.
What is the nicest thing you can do for your significant other?
Take care of them when they're sick, because no one likes feeling sick. Plus, you're kind of putting yourself in harm's way with the germs.
What is your approach to life?
Just don't be a jerk to other people and avoid people who are going to be a jerk to you.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Finishing college at this point. I finished in the right amount of time, but it sure felt like forever.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Oh, Mousetrap. I never played the game, but it was fun to set up and just capture stuff. That was about it. Aside from that, like games you actually play, Monopoly.
Who's your favorite actor?
Christian Bale, because if you've ever seen The Machinist, the man, the things that that man will do to himself for a movie role are ridiculous.
What is your favorite dinner?
My mom's macaroni and cheese.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Probably go on tour. Not that anything got super rowdy, we're all pretty mellow guys, but just the fact of, just driving halfway across the country in a vehicle that probably shouldn't be 10 minutes from home with hundreds of dollars worth of equipment and no other money on them is probably not what most sane people would do.
What sound do you love?
Distorted bass guitar.
What sound do you hate?
Smooth jazz.
How do you deal with stress?
Normally, I probably would just come home and probably just read some comics.
What are three things you can't live without?
The internet, food and water, in that order.
Why did you decide to participate in the Stoner program?
I have a lesbian couple who are friends of mine, and they had talked for a little while about what was ever going to happen if they wanted to have a kid. And it kind of got me thinking about, maybe there's, I mean, I obviously I knew things like this existed, but maybe there's a way that I can help out stuff like that. That was actually the thing that swayed me into doing this.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Thank you for choosing me.
This concludes Dinner Audio Interview 2873.